morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Nice to talk to you. Now, roadworks in your area, and it means you've got to go on a 4.5 mile diversion instead of taking two streets to get home. Are you serious? Yeah. Tell us about this.
Exactly.
Tell us about
this. Monday morning, basically, all the residents woke up to the part of the Gilnihirk Road being closed. There was no consultation with any of the residents. There was, I think, some people in the, who lives in the Gilnihirk Road were given a letter, but we weren't. So they've closed the road from the roundabout up one way, so you can only go down the road instead of, you can't come up the road. So yes, their diversion is 4.4 miles, and which is ridiculous. I have four children, and three of which are in preschool, nursery, and primary school, so they're not all in the same school. So I'm having to do, you know, six different school runs a day.
So help me, just paint the scene here. You come out your front door, and you can usually do what? You can usually drive where within a minute or two?
At the vets on the Gilnihirk Road. You can drive, you can take a right and drive down, but you can't take a left and drive up. So if I wanted to go down to the petrol station, for example, and get a loaf of bread.
I'm never out of that petrol station getting prawn cocktail crisps.
I wouldn't be able to drive then back up to the vet, you know, into my house. I'd have to take a 4.5 mile diversion.
And they haven't consulted you?
No, not at all.
Didn't wrap your door, didn't send you a letter?
No, nothing. Can I just say that this is going to be for 5 weeks?
Imagine coming out, seriously. Imagine coming out your front door, right? And you get into the car and you can't drive down the road. And there are all these diversion signs. And okay, so you take away diversion and you reckon it'll last a couple of seconds or it'll be the next turn on the left. And then you're back onto your normal route and you drive, I don't know, a quarter of a mile. Then you drive another quarter of a mile. You're half a mile along this diversion and you think, for goodness sake. Then you get to a mile. Then you get to a mile and a half. Then you get to 2 miles, 2.5 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles, and a half miles.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, on Monday, there were people trying to drive up the road, and obviously the police have put a sign out to say you're causing an offence because you are driving into oncoming traffic. And I was one of the unlucky ones to get stopped on Tuesday morning trying to do it and was fined £60 on the spot by the PSNI. Unlucky for me, I haven't seen them since, the PSNI. I was just one of the unlucky ones.
So you nipped up the road, the police, did you?
Yeah, £60 and 3 penalty points.
Oh, brilliant use of police time, that, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Also,
maybe those policemen, maybe those police officers... maybe it wasn't right to deploy them to go out and catch, I don't know, burglars in the area, or maybe go out and catch people that were shooting people in the knees. They've caught you.
Exactly. One of the workmen also videoed me with his own handheld device, and I had three of my children in the car, and which is against data protection. So I'm seeking legal advice about that as well, because I'm not happy about one of the workmen having my children on his phone. That happened on Monday. So it's an ongoing saga.
Do you know the interesting point about what you've just said there? The DRD have actually confirmed to The Nolan Show that it's normal practice for DRD staff to take video film footage of people.
Oh, right. Is that right?
That are going up closed roads, and then they pass it to the PSNI. So really interesting that the DRD have told us that it's part of their normal practice, that their staff film the rest of us, and that they're gathering stuff on behalf of the police.
Well, I think that's illegal, is it not? I mean, taking videos of children in people's cars?
No, it's not actually. If you're in a public space, it's not.
Oh, right.
But really interesting that again, DRD staff are doing that. What's the mood in the neighbourhood about this one?
Oh, well, I'm speaking on behalf of everyone as a representative. You know, it's not just me. There's been 30 complaints already. People have been printing out their own stuff and handing it about with this man, Jeff Lawther, who's it's his project. He's works for the DRD. People are trying to phone him to complain, to try and get a traffic light system in or a, you know, stop and go sign, which everywhere else has. You know, you see that everywhere else. You know, not
Well, all that gentleman doing is of course, implementing a policy that he's been asked to do as part of his job.
Right.
So there's no repercussions on him. I'm just having a look through the statement here that we've got from DRD. They say that they discussed this with the police and TransLink prior to the scheme starting. But of course, we asked, have they consulted it with people like you? They said further consultations were undertaken with local schools, churches, local businesses in the area. A letter drop to frontagers was also carried out. What's a frontager?
I don't know. Well, there's definitely no letter drop in our streets.
Houses on the main road, I guess that means.
Houses on the main road, yes. Which one of my friends lives, she lives in the house facing the vet. Last night she hit her car because the cones that they have left sitting, the roads are also closed at night when the workmen aren't there, by the way. She hit her car because the cones are causing an obstruction and she is trying to get in her driveway, and in the end she ended up having to move all the cones to try and get into her house.
I think Graham wants to speak to you this morning. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Michelle.
I haven't heard from you in years. Where have you been?
I know, I've given up listening to you. I've gone to William, but I'm out walking, so I thought I'd ring in this morning and have a quick chat. I'd just like to say, Michelle,
you sound
able-bodied. You have children, you have a car, and you're whinging about a temporary. And it is temporary. It's only 5 weeks of roadworks. I'm sure last week.
Are you going to pay my additional petrol that I have
to? Have some manners and listen, please. We all have inconveniences in life. This is a temporary one. You're able-bodied. You're not disabled. You're not old. You're not infirmed. You have a car. And you have kids that you can put in your car. This is a temporary inconvenience. Please go away, have a look, and have a chat with somebody who has a real problem. I'm sure last week you were whinging about the state of the roads at the bottom of the road, and now they're repairing it.
No, it wasn't. There was nothing wrong with the footpath in the first place. It didn't even need resurfaced.
You're obviously having a whinge because they're repairing it.
No, I'm speaking on behalf of all the residents here, and not just myself. I'm not just having a whinge for myself. I'm speaking on behalf of everybody. Oh, yes, I am.
All right, well, that's fine. I mean, you're probably a mile and a half.
Are you going to pay for the extra petrol that I'm having to pay to get all my children into different locations? It's not just Gilmahurk. I cannot walk with four children to Orangefield to get my child into playgroup.
Oh, well, I'm sure you've really got, you've got the car. You can afford an extra £20 for 5 weeks for petrol. If you're that hard up, give me a call. I'll send you the £20.
It's for
to hear yourself whinging about it.
It's not £20. It's for 5 weeks. Excuse me.
Whoopie, dear. That's not a big. It's not a big problem. Go up to the council ward, have a walk around it, and then
You're okay because
check.
It's not affecting you. I would like to see if it really affects your daily life. Have you got four kids?
No, I don't think so. Whinging about a roadworks. Go and have a chat with somebody who has a real problem. This is just a whinge of a bitch.
Right. And you know my life. You know my problems in my life.
Well, I know the problem you're presenting this
morning. I don't think you should be pointing and saying that personally.
I do. I'm entitled to my opinion.
It's a 4.5 mile diversion with people who it's affecting not having been consulted, Graham.
Yeah, but how far is this consultancy going to go? 6 miles in all directions by a letter drop? I mean, or do you want to put it in the local paper?
6 miles. It's affecting four
not
streets.
Everybody's going
four
to
four streets. You can't have somebody with a stop and go sign because you can't be bothered.
It's not a real problem. It's not a real problem. You're having a winch because you got caught going down the wrong way and the peelers give you
I don't care. But it's a £60 fine. That doesn't bother me. It's a 5 week inconvenience that bothers me.
You can pay the
£60. It doesn't bother me, the £60. It's the inconvenience that bothers me.
You can't pay for the extra petrol, but you can pay for the £60 fine.
It's the principle of it as well, not being able to drive. That's a stone's throw. It's a stone's throw away. You've closed the road.
Graham, stay there, because here's another resident from the area, David in Belfast. Graham, not too sympathetic, David.
Good morning, Stephen. I like the idea of, in the mouth of an election, a politician calling the electorate a whinger.
Well, he's not a politician.
I'm not a politician.
He's out walking his dog or something. I don't know who this man is.
I don't even know who that man is.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either. Go ahead, David.
Well, if that lady is in the area, I'm the man with the cap walking the little white dog. I walk my dog 3 times a day, and I was videoed walking the dog. I wonder if they're going to pass that on to the police.
You were videoed walking the dog?
Yes.
By DRD staff?
By the staff, the subcontractors of DRD. I wonder what offence I was, what regulation I was breaking.
Why would they video? I tell you what. Maybe you want to do back. Why'd you video them?
I did.
You can all get your cameras out and start filming the DRD. If the DRD are filming you, why don't you film them?
Well, I'm wondering if you have been framed. Will give me £250.
Was
Padet earning money from this, Stephen?
Was
Padet taking your camera and photograph the woman going the wrong way down the system and getting the ticket? That would have been funnier than walking your cat or your dog.
Well, you see,
you don't walk a cat, you bucky jit.
I'm out walking babe.
If there wasn't a logical solution and the work had to take place, I would not mind. But there is a logical solution. And the irony is,
what is the logical solution?
Well, it's in two parts. That on a Friday evening, the workmen plan to, we haven't had a Friday yet, but this evening they plan to remove the cones and to leave two lanes of traffic free to flow Friday evening, Saturday all day and Sunday. And I have asked the DRD if they can do that on a Friday to free the evening traffic, could they not do it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday? And I phoned the...
What did they say to you?
Pardon?
What did they say to you? Let's cut to the chase.
I phoned the name given on the leaflet, although I'm, again, not valuable enough to have a leaflet. I had to borrow it from somebody on the main road. And that the idea of leafleting 6 miles is a gross exaggeration. There are perhaps 400 households affected. So 400 leaflets. My local Chinese can afford that. So you need to get things into context. 400 leaflets are probably less expensive than the big signs which are illuminated day and night.
Do you know what, Graham? I know you don't have much sympathy here, but there are clearly residents who feel they haven't been given their place. They haven't been consulted. The DRD, the DRD are not going out of their way to say, look, there's necessary roadworks here, so therefore, can we work with you to minimise your inconvenience? What they're actually doing is getting videos out, getting cameras out, and filming the local residents as they're walking their cat.
Well, as far as I understand,
and by the way,
in public is what it called is not illegal. You're quite entitled to do it because
But why are they doing it?
There's a public expectation that you can be seen. It's not as if you're doing it in private. It's not
I'll tell you even better than that. Apparently, DRT are saying the road's going to be completely closed, Michelle, for 4 days.
I've heard about this, but sure, they have to allow residents in and out. They cannot stop people from going in and out.
Well, have they consulted you about that? Closing it
no,
for four
no.
days completely?
No,
well, this is part of the problem. Michelle thinks that everybody in the area should be consulted about absolutely everything, and that's part of the problem with this country.
But they can't
everybody
keep residents locked inside their house. I'm sorry for
I didn't get consulted. Well, boo, who do you? Go and get a life, woman, would you, for goodness sake?
Oh, dear.
What do you do for?
Sorry, I missed that man.
I tell you, I'll answer your question, Steve, when you tell me how much you get paid for this show.
What do you actually do today when you're telling people to go and get a life and get out of your way to be rude?
I have a life. I don't worry about what he called. If I have to walk an extra 200 yards around something, I what he called get up off my backside and do it. I'm able bodied enough to do it. I have my own problems.
I have four children. I need to use my car. It's not about walking for me. I need to use my car. I'm sorry to say to you. Well, I can't use it, can I? Because, it's a 4.5
mile.
About 10 times a day.
Enough. You can't drive an extra 5 minutes.